When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga. 20, 15, 10, touchdown! And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
Salina's kind of just, it's about a medium-sized city, not as big as Kansas City, obviously. It's just a cool place. Yeah, just, it's a good city.
Do you remember what it was like to be 12 years old? Do you remember what it was like to have your idols be larger than life? Wins and losses took a backseat to heroism, becoming your favorite athlete, whether it was in your front yard or in your daydreams. It was part of your daily schedule, as it is for one young boy in the petals of the Sunflower State. Chief's Kingdom, meet Tyler Kirkhart.
On the weekends, I'd probably go out in my front yard, maybe kick a football, try to get it over the basketball goal, because I think that's how tall a goalpost usually is. I got it set to where it's about 10 yards out, try to kick a little 10-yarders.
Succa will try to win it. A 24-24 tie. 6:32 to go in the overtime. Snap down. Succa's kick is up, and this kick is no good.
Dang, Tyler. You want me to kick that for you?
And Succa will try to win it. A 24-24 tie. 6:32 to go in the overtime. Snap down. Succa's kick. It is up, and it's right down the middle. Succa on an all-time Kansas City Chief record. 6 field goal. Has given Kansas City an overtime victory.
I probably would like to be in the NFL someday, but as a kicker, I don't think I'll make it as a kicker, but that would be kind of cool because if they hit you, it's a penalty. Yeah, so you can't get hurt. My favorite current Chiefs player has got to be Ryan Succop because every time after a field goal, he just praises God for just thanking him, even if it's a simple 20-yarder, he's like, thank you, thanks for letting me do that. Even during recess last year, every time I would score a goal in soccer, I'd just go like, boom, just like Ryan Succop. You'd think it's kind of easy, but it definitely has its really bad, tough moments, because in overtime, your team's really depending on you. Like what happened between the Patriots and the Ravens, under all the pressure, sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't.
A 32-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark. Kick on the way. It is long enough, and it's no good. He hooked it wide to the left, and the collective sense of utter despair.
Football season, like the seasons themselves, is cyclical. There are ups and downs, sunny days and downpours, but the hope that better days are ahead is always present. For when the clouds part and the sun returns, there is the start of another season. An idealist would say, hope springs eternal. And there is one such idealist, 188 miles from Arrowhead, who every autumn has a spring in his step.
me and my dad would go to a preseason game. That was our game when I was younger. But I think he realized that I was getting old enough to that he decided to take me to a regular season game. And I think that's probably just when I really became a diehard Chiefs fan. As we get closer and closer to Kansas City, my inner Chief comes out, as I say. When I get there ahead, I'm like, there it is. There it is. It's amazing.
Good morning, Chiefs fans. On behalf of Clark and Tavia Hunt and the entire Hunt family, welcome to Arrowhead Stadium in the game that never was.
It was the Chiefs vs. Cowboys in 2009. When overtime came, I was just so excited. Like, man, we might win this thing. We might win this. And I remember getting all real excited when we won the coin toss. And then I just saw Miles Austin score on the winning touchdown.
And the Cowboys win in overtime by a score of 26-20.
And to this day, I still hate Miles Austin.
Hate and love, two concrete emotions that drive the child within. But like most young people, Tyler is inspired by the things he loves. In this case, the Chiefs motivated the 12-year-old to lace him up and take a closer look at football. However, this time, from behind the face mask.
Tyler Brandt, did you get those clothes picked up off the floor?
I'll do it after the game!
Like, when I was five, I remember saying, man, I'm never going to play football. I don't want to get hit all the time. But then one year, I played flag football. And I also thought, man, I love seeing the Chiefs play every week. Let's see what it's like being them.
Let's play some football. Ready?
I'll take that as a yes.
Time's it!
Game time!
Time's it!
Game time!
Whose house?
Our house!
Whose house?
Our house!
Our got you!
Way!
Our got you!
Way!
Good night!
Dad, what's the score?
Well, they know what we're doing now, I think.
Hey, let's go, man. Let's get after them, okay?
Man, we're doing good right now.
Woo! Green ball, green ball! Yes! Oh, I'm tired.
Come on, defense!
Let's go, Tyler.
Joe Montana is the best quarterback in NFL history. Four Super Bowls, and not to mention, he played for the Chiefs. The best.
Yes!
Here again. During the season, I said that I had collected bruises. And was like, hey, this one's new. This one, I just got this today at practice. 85 pounds of pure fury.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
What's going on, guys? Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good.
You all right?
Yeah.
You fun today?
Yeah,
absolutely. You want me to sign it? You want me to put it to somebody?
Yeah, sure.
How's it about?
Tyler.
Okay.
Like any process, everything must start from the start. Adulthood is preceded by adolescence. Fall must follow summer. And, of course, the football season finds itself on the heels of training camp.
Otis Taylor is my all-time favorite. Of course, I like watching
Otis Taylor. Otis Taylor was good.
He could throw a ball up there, he'd catch anything that came down to him.
And Jan Stenerud is my all-time favorite kicker.
Okay.
And he's actually the only kicker to be in the Hall of Fame.
In the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
In the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he's the only kicker.
The trips to St. Joe, Missouri for 12-year-old Tyler Kirkhart and his father, Brent, have been tremendous bonding time for them and are only topped by their annual pilgrimage to the center of the kingdom.
Every year, my dad always takes me to a game as just the father-son game. But my very favorite would maybe be the two Monday night football games. Yeah, I like Monday night games. Sometimes I skip school the next day.
You would have to be comatose not to get chills from what is going on at the stadium.
Counter play, left to Charles, 45, 42, move on the safety. Play action fake, they look for Vrabel again. No, it's Moyaki. Moyaki's got it.
Yes.
Pressure is hit. A sandwich out of Rivers. He's at the 30. McCluster could go. 45, 40. They nail the punter. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Tonight, Kansas City, San Diego, Monday Night Football at a raucous Arrowhead Stadium.
Castle's throwing for the end zone, and he's throwing for Bones when he makes the catch. Touchdown.
All kinds of time. Now Hartley grabs him by the leg.
He fumbles the snap. Studebaker's got the ball.
Placement is down. Suckup's kick. It is up.
It's good.
Arrowhead's just loud, and you can just feel the excitement in the fans. Sometimes I'm at the concession stand, and I might be a quarter short on, like, the pizza or the drink, and, like, someone behind me say, hey, I'll pay for that for him. Whenever I go to Arrowhead, I don't have to think about that test coming up at school, or I don't have to think about the dodgeball tournament coming up. I just think, let's think about the Chiefs. 3 hours of no stress. Yes, the Chiefs. It's 3 hours of that.
Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Nation Tour. Starring Kenny Chesney. And Eric Church. Eli Young Band. And introducing Casey Musgraves, Saturday, June 15th at Arrowhead Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 7th at 10 a.m. Available at all Ticketmaster ticket outlets. Kenny Chesney and friends in concert.
Life was so much simpler when we were young, but not for Tyler Kirkhart, a young Chiefs diehard from Salina, Kansas. He complicates his days with knowing what the Chiefs are all about, and neither his love for the hometown team nor his willingness to defend them should ever be underestimated.
There goes a flag. It's a late flag.
Come on! Got it, ref! That's horrible!
He likes talking. He likes putting his editorial in the game. I said, Tyler, just let us watch the game. Be quiet.
Who cares about the announcers? We see the game right there. I usually catch all the games, but sometimes, like, we weren't able to watch all of the Chiefs-Broncos game, but we were able to listen to it on the radio.
No score. Late first quarter. McCluster. Cutback run. He's at the 16. He's at the 10. At the 5. Edging near front pylon. It is a touchdown, Kansas City.
Mitchell just, he makes the game come alive. It's kind of like when you're reading a book. It's like you're imagining this in your head, and then it's kind of like Mitch Holtis is reading that aloud, and you're just imagining what's actually going on, and he just makes it sound like you're actually watching.
He's at the 50, Harper chasing, they're not going to catch him, it's going to be touchdown!
Kansas City! I like how he says that, because usually, like, when I'm watching TV, it's just like, touchdown, Kansas City! It's just like, man, where's the excitement in that, guys? Come on, Mitch Holtis actually expresses it, come on.
Legends, heroes, role models, whatever you call them. To a boy's imagination, they are giants. And for young Tyler Kirkhart, an expedition to their hallowed ground might have brought him closer to his idols than he had ever dreamed.
I think this is going to be so cool. I mean, I wonder if they're going to show us today.
Hi, Tyler. How are you? Well, you excited to go on the tour today?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take you guys around the stadium. I heard that you know basically anything and everything there is to know about the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now.
I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
Sweet.
So here's the locker room.
Sweet.
Do you know this is the original logo? Do you notice something different in this logo as compared to this logo?
Ooh, I'm gonna review. The C's on top.
Yep.
I don't think I would have noticed that.
And I actually have one special surprise for you. Do you have any idea who sits in here?
Mitchultis, isn't it? Mitchultis and Len Dawson?
That's correct.
Sweet.
You know everything. Well, I have a surprise in here for you. So do you want to come in here and see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Where does Mitch sit?
Look on the desk right there. Do you see something?
Yeah. Do I just open this?
You want to open that and read it out loud for us?
Yeah. Dear Tyler, thanks for being such a faithful member of the Chiefs kingdom.
Like you, I come from a small town and have loved my Chiefs since I was a boy.
By the way,
I heard your touchdown call, and who knows?
You just might be the next voice of the kingdom.
Because you've been so loyal, I have something waiting at the Chiefs Pro Shop for you. I think you'll get a kick out of it. From one voice to the next.
Go Chiefs. Sincerely, Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Mitch Holtis left something for me. Oh, that is awesome.
John's dinner is
cool.
Are you kidding?
Well, he did say I'd get a kick out of it.
Research shows that most people choose their favorite team between the ages of 5 and 8. Through wins and losses, through great joys and challenges, one never veers from that allegiance. Was it because of that very first gift? Was it family's creed? Or was it simply geography? For Tyler Kirkhart, it may be all of the above, but it doesn't matter. The red and gold flows through his veins. And for him, there is no other. Chiefs Kingdom goes inside the lives of the most remarkable fans in the NFL. Email your stories to 65TPT@kcchiefs.org. And you might be featured on the next Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. Home field advantage, you hear it all the time. But when it comes to the Chiefs Kingdom, home field advantage literally starts at home. And for the youngest of fans, it's a badge of honor, one they can walk through every day.
Got my mini bobbleheads. That's Dex McCluster, Eric Berry, and Jamal Charles, my man. And over here, I got the picture of me and Ryan Suckup that's also signed. That was just like the best day ever. And now down here is my awesome man cave. It's got like the Chiefs awesome moments, and then above it, the best motto in Chiefs history: the dream is still alive. The Arrowhead kind of covers our brick that says Arrowhead and the Kirkhart family building dreams. And over here is like all my drawings. Believe it or not, that is us with Christian Okoye. This is the home opener for the 2010, and you can see ourselves just right there. Those are us. This is 100% mine. I paid for this right out of my own pocket.
On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
There's a million Chiefs buses out at Arrowhead Stadium, but he's the one you're looking for in the party.
He's everything a Chief fan should be.
I'd rather hang out with him than have a group full of my friends back in New York. Everybody loves my dad.
He really loves the Chiefs. It's pretty ridiculous.
Bam, bam.
65 toss power trap.